Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustine, and with us is our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, House leaders have expressed their support for Syria's strike, and it doesn't mean they're going to get the votes.
No, but on the other hand, it's going to be close because there are Democrats who are saying, okay, he's my president. I may not believe in it, and my constituents don't believe in it, but I can't desert the president. Now you're going to have people, especially in the House of Representatives, where it's always been a very closely knit group, saying, well, Boehner and Cantor have asked us to do it, so we'll do it. So that'll make it close because they're going to have to let certain people off the hook. Look, we're doing polling in the United States, and people do not want this incursion. So you got people like McCain, who is very much for it and more, now saying, well, you know, my people don't really understand it in my district, and so we really have to go back and have town meetings and, quote, educate them and do what we need to do. Look, it's not an easy situation. It's multi-layered, but a lot of people have these instincts, which is this is a dangerous precedent. I was listening to the BBC in the wee hours of the morning today, and they were having a French guest, former prime minister, who basically said, look, what's going on in the Mideast now is a series of civil wars between the Shia and the Sunnis, and that isn't stopping. And that's not going to stop. He also made another point, which is that the key to the whole thing is Putin. And this morning, if I am reading the headlines correctly, I'm hearing that Putin is sort of blinking. And Putin is saying, well, under the right circumstances, the United Nations is the way to go. Well, everybody knows that China and Russia have been the forces in the United Nations that won't let the UN go forward. If he is beginning to say that, it's because he recognizes that this thing has now gotten so destabilized. And even though the Russians have so many people in Syria and it is a client state of the Russians, that world opinion is going to be against them on allowing chemical weapons to be used. I wouldn't want to be Obama now.
Let's jump to New York City, where there was a mayoral debate last night, and we see the attacks all heading toward the front runner, Bill de Blasio. What's going to happen here? Are we going to end up with a runoff or not?
It's very close. It may well be, because you are now seeing de Blasio pulling out. There's a obvious bandwagon effect that is occurring. There's a natural tendency to be fairly progressive in New York City, but the one thing in that polling that is fascinating is I think something like 30-something percent have said, I may change my mind in the last minute. So it may well be that de Blasio wins this thing, although he is not exactly going to be endeared to some of the more conservative elements. Some of those people may say no, screech, and end up voting for one of the other candidates, in which would throw it into a runoff.